We go now to Eastern Europe, continuing our series on how the arts are adapting to the loss of socialist state support. In the nation now known as the Czech Republic, artists historically have served as the soul and the spirit of the people. During the Cold War, their courage was as essential as their creativity. Prague, the capital of the Czech Republic, is the new international magnet. According to the Czech Statistics Bureau, nearly 84 million foreigners visited this city last year. That's nearly 6 visitors for every Czech citizen, and it means that Prague has eclipsed Paris as tourists' favorite destination in the world. As many as 40,000 Americans live here too, suggesting that Prague may be to the 1990s what Paris was to the 1920s, a center for culture and a meeting place for artists and intellectuals. Prague's Old Town Square is the heart of the city. Its ancient cobblestones have been the site for momentous events, such as Václav Havel's 1989 Declaration of Liberty. In quieter times, artisans peddle their wares in makeshift booths, as they have for centuries. And here in Old Town Square, a whimsical 15th century clock adorned with signs of the zodiac marks the passing of time. Today, the tensions of the communist decade seem far away. Prague, it appears, has absorbed the stings of history and the discomforts of a changed economy. In a corner of Town Square sits the Church of St. Nicholas, a popular site for concerts by groups that can't afford to rent a concert hall. Today, the Prague Camerata perform Mozart's Requiem. There's a history to this particular piece of music played in this particular church. When Mozart died in 1791, he was buried as a little-known pauper in Vienna. 3 people attended the funeral. Meanwhile, in Prague, some 4,000 people crowded into this church to hear the Requiem in a memorial service for the youthful composer. It's a chilly day, and as they buy tickets, concertgoers are warned that it will be even colder inside the church, where the singers and musicians perform in coats and mufflers. A few blocks away, it is warm, even cozy, in the ornate, museum-like office of the director of the Czech National Theater. Ivan Reiman reflects the building's elegance. On this Sunday morning, he wears a sweatshirt that spells Virgin Islands across his chest. Matinee idol handsome, Reiman is more youthful than his 47 years. He describes a contemporary national memory of the many regimes and influences that have marched across this land.
In the past 90 years, the development of this country was interrupted so many times that, in a way, I'm surprised that we could bear it. We saw the end of the Hungarian monarchy, then a new country, a new homeland, the Munich Accords, the Second World War, communists. All these changes practically frame within the span of one human life.
But one thing has not changed. An appreciation of culture, says Reiman, remains an integral element of the Czech character.
One of my friends always quips that the Hungarians built a parliament to symbolize their nationhood, and we built a theater to prove